today on the Believer's Voice of Victory. Join Kenneth Copeland and his special guest Bill Winston as they begin a powerful new series that will change your life, growing up into the fullness of God. Now, here's Kenneth.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast in the land of faith, the land of milk and honey. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Jesus is Lord, and wherever He's Lord, I'm telling you, good things are happening. Father, we thank You for this broadcast today. It's blessed. We're blessed because You are our blessing. You're the blessed one. And we thank You so much. We give You praise. In Jesus' name, amen. We got a good time today and all this week. Brother Bill Winston is here with us. Would you join me in welcoming this man of faith? Hallelujah.
God bless you.
Bill, I got to tell you, man. there are faith people, yeah. And then there's apostles of faith. And the reason I know is because, you know, I go to drifting and dragging a little bit. I get out my Winston tape, jack back up, you know, praise God. I mean, you know, one thing I've learned, don't never listen to you or Creflo right before bed. It ain't gonna work. Not if you're gonna sleep. Now, if you want to stay, you're gonna stay up all night while you can. But you're a blessing to us. You and Veronica, and your friendship, and your brotherhood in Christ is just priceless to me. Praise the Lord.
Thank you.
Brother Bill and I were talking a few moments ago, and I said, "What's the Lord got on your heart, boy?" I mean, he snapped back at me. Whoa! So I could tell he didn't have to stop and think about it. Let's go over to the 8th chapter of the book of Romans. Bill, one night, I was having a really tough time. This was years ago. And right when we just started in the ministry, and one of my children was sick, and I'm believing God, and I'm wrestling around with things, and I locked in to the Word, and, you know, the Scripture says to... talking about the devil, yeah. Resist him steadfastly in the faith. Mm-hmm. And I have to go back and get that. I have to go back and read that in First Peter. Steadfastly. God mean don't yield any ground to it. And I was doing that. And I ran out of anything to say. I mean, I punched him everything I could think of. And I went to this 8th chapter of Romans.
Praise God.
And I said, "Now, Mr. Devil, I'm not real sure you can read. And that may be what got you into so much trouble. But I'm going to read this to you." And I just started reading all the way down through here. And I'm telling you, by the time I got to this 8th chapter of Romans, I wasn't reading it. I was shouting it, praise God. He was long gone, man. And it was such a marvelous thing. And this 19th verse, where we're going to be talking about this week, a manifestation of the sons of God. I mean, it manifested. John had been really a sick little boy. And the next morning, in the morning service, after the service was over with, he come running up there too and tagging me on my britches leg. "Daddy, Daddy," I said, "what is it? Look at me, look at me." Amen. And that was the next morning after that.
Wow.
Praise God. This is a dynamite chapter.
This, you know, the church, and we gonna get into this thing, but the church is seated together with Him far above.
Not just above.
Not just above, Brother Copeland. Not just above. See, God can't work through you except to the degree that you believe. And you got to know that you are far above principalities and powers and rulers and wicked spirits and every disease and every... Far above, Brother Copeland.
Praise God, man.
We were in the military. When you're a private and the general walks in...
He far above. Yeah, he far above.
I mean, everybody makes a way. And I'm saying if we come to that consciousness then the enemy will back up more and more, even when we come in the room.
Bill, there's a real truth here, what you just said, too, that's buried up in that. The general walks in the room. You don't have to ask. It's all over his clothes, his rank, everything about him. General Petraeus came on television the other night. No, man, well, he'd been downtown and back. You know, he'd come plumb up into his shirt. He got stuff all over him. I said, Glory, look at that. That man, now see that? See that? See that? I said, he's been there. And you don't have to wonder about who he is or what kind of authority he's got. Bill, we've got the full armor of God. Our rank ought to show. When we walk in the room, we far above.
I mean, Brother Copeland, I'm telling you, I heard somebody preach that one time, and they went in the Greek, and the Greek translation says, far, 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 far. You know, I'm just seeing, I watch when Jesus went into that coast where that madman of Gadara was. The enemy, who had many demons, legion. This man ran and threw himself at Jesus' feet, and the devil cried out, don't throw us out of this country. Now, this is far above. He had a legion against this one man. Whew. Mother Copeland, it's supposed to be the disease, get up and walk out.
Yes, sir.
I mean, this
Bill, we got to get to that point.
Yes, sir.
That's why you're here. Lord, let's get into it. You ready? Praise the Lord. How about you? You ready? I can already tell some of you dancing around your TV right now. Praise God. Well, that's good enough. Amen. Hallelujah.
Praise.
Romans chapter 8. Where do you want to start?
Just for verse 14 there. 15, praise
for God. As many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. For you have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. You know, Bill, I got a hold of this. I was preaching in the very church you pastor. I preached it a lot of times since then, but I was there in your pulpit when it hit me. I'm not hearing many people cry this.
That's it. Yes, sir.
They do if you mention it in a service.
Right.
But that wasn't where he's talking about crying this. Right. Shouting, my God, I have a father. I have a daddy. And he's big and he's rich and he's powerful and he's good and he loves me.
See, and that's the identity that the church has to have. See?
It is, isn't it?
See, we're coming out of a place where we've got to break this old thinking and establish a new identity. We have to identify.
He did not say, whereby we cry, no. I am a Baptist.
No, he did
or
not.
Whereby we cry, I'm Pentecost. No. Or whereby we cry, I'm Word of Faith. No, whereby we cry, I have a Father. He loves me, and he's rich, and he's big.
That's it. That's it. Now, this is, I mean, all of this, that's why you have to slow down on this here. Because it is power-packed. Yes, sir.
The Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. If children, then heirs of God and joint heirs with the anointed one and his anointing. Then say sub or some, no, joint heirs. If so be that we suffer with him, that we may be also glorified together. In other words, it's not talking about, that ain't even the attitude here. No, we fight the same battle that he won.
Absolutely.
We fight the same demons. We stand up in the same armor. We walk with him. We're joint heirs with him, praise God, enforcing, occupying the territory. All right, this is one. For I reckon that the pressures, the sufferings, the tests, the temptation, the trials of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. For
the earnest expectation or the hope of the creature waits for the manifestation of the sons of God.
See, Brother Copeland, he says over there in Ephesians, he said that he prayed that the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, eyes of our understanding being enlightened, that we may know what is the hope of his calling.
That's right there in the first chapter,
and that's right there in the first chapter, in the 18th verse, his calling, and what is the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power to us who believe, according to the working of his mighty power which he wrought in Christ, when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in heavenly places, far above all principality of power and might and dominion in every name that's named, not only in this world, but in the world which is to come, and hath put all things under his feet and gave him to be head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all. You see,
Wait a minute here. Whoa. Which is his body, the fullness.
He's not full without us.
Come on.
See, the church.
We've measured on this side over here that we ain't full without him. That's true. Yeah. But the other side true, too, Bill.
He told Paul on the Damascus Road, he said, why are you persecuting me? Didn't he say that?
Yes, he did.
So that says he, his head and his body, he made no differentiation, meaning that was all a part of him. And he said, why are you persecuting me? Now, my point to you is that we are part of him, and we've got to get this revelation that, wait a minute, that there, I know we're in the physical, but in the spirit, there is no distance.
No.
That we are a part of him, and that this, what he is and how he's established, as he is, so are we in this world. We are his body. Now, understand, the feet are in the body. And he's going to sit there until we make his enemies our footstool.
Yes, sir.
So we're the feet. So he's waiting on us to grow up. Because the head can't match the body if the body's a little something and the head's mature. He's got to wait on the body to develop to the fullness so that the head will have some place to lay his head.
And it ain't like you got to do it on your own. He sent the Holy Ghost here to do it.
He is the tutor.
Oh, my.
He is the one that brings us from one level of growth to the other.
You don't preach me happy, yes. Bill Wilson.
But that's what he meant. Lord. He said, the Son of Man has no place to lay his head. He said, there are things that I want to tell you, but I can't download them right now. He said, you can't receive them. Why? Because they hadn't grown up. In the wilderness, they were still carnal. They were bickering. They were fighting. And some of them are still identified with Egypt.
Yeah.
Wanted to go back there.
Wanted to go back.
So my point to you is now what he's saying here is they that are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Looking at that word in the Greek has it having to do with mature offspring. So now this is the way you're going to take the land. There has to be a maturity about us. In other words, a carnal believer is one born again, but he's still led by the flesh. And if you're led by the flesh, how are you going to walk by faith? So now we got to grow up in the fullness of him so that we can tell the devil what to do.
Absolutely.
This is part of that. You know, true enough, we have some authority here as a baby Christian. We can praise God and still the Avenger. But we want, I want to help reorder this earth. I want to help reorder some of the resources in this earth. I mean, this stuff is in the wrong hands. I want to get it out of there.
Well, Bill, so many times spiritual things are compared to the way the natural world was created.
Exactly.
And here is Here is a father, a good man,
right.
strong man, wealthy man, power and authority, and he wants his children to do well. But he ain't going to turn the business over to a fool.
That's it, Brother Copeland. Now, let me verify what you said is true. That's in Galatians chapter 4.
It sure is, isn't it?
It sure is. It says in Galatians chapter 4, he says this. He says, now I say, verse 1, that the heir, as long as he is a child, differs nothing from a servant or slave, though he be Lord of all. Hey, how you going to turn that over to somebody who's still childish?
Well, all right. Now, wait a minute. You remember over there in 1 Corinthians, he said, when I was a child, I thought
like a child. He sure did.
How does a child think? Selfish.
Selfish. That's exactly right, isn't it? Mm-hmm. That's true.
But when that which is perfect is come, perfected love casts out fear. And when the love of God begins to take root in your life, you stop thinking like a child. Now, if you stop thinking like a child, your father's going to call you in.
Didn't that happen to the prodigal son?
Sure did.
This one out there in the field still thinking like a child. He's still
selfish,
pointing out, criticizing other folk. Well, you know, he went down there and gambled all his money.
You know, ain't nobody but him mentioned harlots.
That's true, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's
the scripture
true.
Didn't say he. It just said he squandered his living.
It did, didn't it?
On foolish things. But it's he's the only one mentioned harlots. he had girls on his mind while he's out there working in the field. And so he accused him of what he was lusting at.
That's wow.
Just because he hadn't done it don't mean anything.
My goodness, he sure did.
But he had it in his heart and his mind.
His mind. My Lord. But Brother Copeland, we are part of him.
Oh.
And we are talking about growing up into the fullness. You see?
Bill, we've got to do this.
We've got to do this.
If there ever was a time.
My Lord.
When the times are calling.
Yes,
for,
sir. Yes, sir.
Somebody said something on television, and they said, I'll tell you what, he said, this administration has got us in so much debt that can't nobody pay it. Well, I agreed with him. I said, that's probably the truth. And here I was praying a couple of days later, and I'm sitting there worshiping the Lord and praying the Lord. The word of the Lord come to me. He said, don't you ever say that again.
My Lord.
I said, say what? He said, don't you ever say again that there is so much debt nobody can pay it. He said, I can pay it. Trillions don't mean nothing to me. Man, I'm sitting there, you know, my hair sticking out. God, I mean, he was yakking the slack out of me, man. And I said, oh, God, forgive me, please. And he said, if you'll believe me for it, I'll give you the money to pay it. But he said, who pays the debt runs the country.
My Lord, I know that's right, Brother Copeland.
And I...
that's right.
You're asking me to believe God for the money to pay off the government debt? Well, now, see, that wasn't nothing but little thinking on my part to choke on that. If I'd have been believing for it, if the church had been believing for it back there 40 years ago, we'd still been in good shape. But we didn't. We got all tied up in religion and acted like kids and fools, and the devil had been running the thing.
And we should be the benevolent empire.
We should be. We should be.
Yes, sir. We should have trillions running in the church.
Easy.
Easy.
If they can go in debt trillions, then that means God's got trillions.
Brother Copeland.
If a man can... whatever hole a man can dig, God's got enough to fill it up. Come on, man. My goodness.
See, it's time... Who is that? Albert Einstein says that, and I'm putting it in my own words, he said... Level one problems cannot be solved with level one solutions. He said, you're going to have to go to a higher level. A level one problem must require now a level two solutions. And that's the church. where the wisdom of God in the last days supposed to flow.
Bill, there's no such thing as any problem, any part of darkness, any death, there's no such thing that anything that a man and a devil can cause that's bigger than God.
That's exactly right. That is exactly right.
So that means there ain't no such thing that's bigger than the church.
Because we're with God.
we just read the divine connection
out of three different sets of scriptures.
We
are with him.
We're with him.
I saw there were two things that Jesus seemed to have that seemed to be dominating in his ministry. Back over here in Matthew chapter 13 and verse 53. It's talking about him, his earthly ministry. And verse 53 says, "And it came to pass that when Jesus had finished these parables, he departed thence. And when he came unto his own country, he taught them in their synagogue, insomuch that they were astonished and said, Whence has this man this wisdom and these mighty works?" Brother Copeland, it's the anointing of wisdom and the anointing of might that dominated his ministry. And he was anointed.
That's whatever man cried for.
He could fix anything. That's the power of it. Isn't this something? And it dominated his ministry. No problems he couldn't solve. As a matter of fact, it seemed like God was leading him into impossible situations. And he said, "Feed them." I said, "Well, wait a minute. Now, we're doing 200 penny worth of bread. We can't feed them." He said, "Two fish and five loaves, that's enough." See, that every time
but
it was
impossible.
But
he said, you do it.
Bill
Winston. Whoa. He's still saying you do
that,
isn't he?
That's what he's still saying. We are the benevolent empire.
I want to remind you now, right here, that Jesus did not say, "Boys, I'm going throughout the whole world. I'm going to preach the gospel to every creature, and I want you to go with me." Yeah. Oh, if he'd have said that, we'd have, yeah. But he didn't. He said, you go, and I'll go with you. Didn't he say it?
Yes, sir.
You go preach the gospel.
Yes,
you
sir.
Lay your hands on the
yes,
sick and
sir.
They'll recover. You
yes,
cast
sir.
Out devils.
Yes, sir.
And I'll go with you. Now, is this where we're going
this week? This is where we're going.
You don't want to miss one living second of this because this is where we are. It's time for it, and we're out of time. And Bill and I'll be back in just a moment.
With change erupting around the world and time nearing the end, a kingdom is arising. A people are growing stronger and taking their rightful place as the manifestations of the sons of God are about to transform everything.
We've got to come back to his way of doing things. We've got to grow up in the fullness of him so that we can tell the devil what to do.
Days of heaven are coming to earth through your life. Bill Winston's revolutionary teaching series, Manifesting the Sons of God, will take you to a new level. Develop a higher kingdom mindset. Rearrange the world around you to resemble heaven. Stop the devil in his tracks. Take your place and grow up as God's representative in the world. The earth is about to take notice as believers everywhere become the manifestation of the sons of God. Order your copy of Manifesting the Sons of God on CD or DVD at a special price of just $15. Don't miss your opportunity to get this dynamic new series by Bill Winston that includes a bonus teaching called There's a King in You. For faster delivery, order through our website at kcm.org. For phone orders, call toll-free 800-575-4455 or write to Kenneth Copeland, Fort Worth, Texas 76192.
Now, this is a vitally important set, CDs, DVDs, three CDs or DVDs. Let me tell you how to handle this. Get the set of DVDs and watch them as a family. Sit down in front of the television and watch it. Get the CDs to listen to in the car, listen to in other places, because you're impounding this into your spirit, and your spirit's growing and feeding on it. And then there is a bonus CD or DVD. There's a king in you. Praise God. I can hardly wait to get my hands on that. Praise God. You learn how to spiritually grow up through the Word of God. These things are vitally important. We're already in the fiery furnace. You understand? You hadn't got time to get ready for it. It is already burning up around you. And you need to build your family. I'm telling you, it's the devil's doing his best to put the light of God out all over this world, and he can't get away with it. So use the information on your screen and get hold of it. Believe God for it. Whatever you have to do, you get your hands on this. Father, we pray for this radio and television audience all over the world. And we thank you. We're growing up in you. We've made up our hearts. We've made up our minds. We're not going to just sit around and let the devil run over us anymore. In Jesus' name, and we thank you for it. Now, here's another thing. Get in the meetings. Go to church. Don't forsake the assembling of yourselves together. You can't get it all watching it at home. You can't get it all watching it online. That's wonderful and that's good. But you need to exercise your faith, believe God, get the money, get the transportation, get to Fort Worth, Southwest Believers Convention, August the 3rd through the 8th, our hometown meeting, get to Chicago, get in the train, get this thing going, praise God. We'll see you tomorrow. Until then, Kenneth Copeland, Bill Winston, and reminding you, Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us today on the Believer's Voice of Victory. Visit our website at kcm.org to access a resource of faith-building articles and videos available whenever you need them, day or night. Watch today's broadcast online, read your daily devotional, or visit our Real Help section to find the biblical answers to questions about everyday life. Let God's glory shine in your life at the 2009 Southwest Believers Convention. Join Kenneth and Gloria Copeland, Jerry Savelle, Jesse Duplantis, and Creflo Dollar August 3rd to the 8th at the Fort Worth Convention Center in Fort Worth, Texas. With Super Kid Academy for ages 6 through 12 and 1440 for ages 13 through 18, there's a place for the whole family. To find out more, call 800-600-7395 or visit kcm.org. Tomorrow on the Believer's Voice of Victory.
I hear that same thing. For somebody watching right now, your struggle as of this broadcast today is over.